Hello, I'm John Sweeney, and I'm here to tell you about a new LBC podcast called The Followers, hosted by Sheila Fogarty. For nearly 2 years, Sheila was stalked by a complete stranger. This awful experience has had a profound effect on Sheila's life, and in this podcast, she bravely recounts her own personal experience and looks at how the law around stalking is barely fit for purpose. Sheila's with me now to tell us a bit more about her reason for making this podcast. Sheila, why did you want to make this podcast?
It was such a big thing that happened to me, and nobody was more surprised at the depths of its effect on me than I was. Because to start with, I kind of batted it away as an annoyance, an irritation, something that could easily be managed out of my life, managed away. And I learned the hard way that that's not how stalking works. Stalkers are obsessive. They don't give up easily. They don't stop easily. It takes an awful lot to dissuade a stalker from carrying on. So I was approaching it with too much of a focus on just a simple managing it out, thinking it would be a quick situation, and it wasn't. I was really clear at the end of this experience, if it's not really over, it's never over really, I was really clear that there was a lot to know about this and that I could have managed it differently, better, faster. there was so much to it that I wanted to dig into the issue of stalking. I just wanted to know more about it. And actually, I very actively wanted people to have information about it. So, and not just potential victims of stalking, but police officers as well.
How has this experience of being stalked, how has it impacted on your life? Are there moments even now when you look behind you and you start to fear?
It does still affect me now, yeah. To say it had gone away completely would be absolutely wrong, because I still check whether he's outside the office. I still check whether he's on a train I'm on. I still check the train platform at my home station. I still, sometimes coming out of my front door, mentally see that moment when he was at my gate and I was livid, horrified, shocked, angry, you name it. I still every now and again relive that as I walk down those steps towards the gate, you know? So in that sense, it's not over. And I also, I've got a little old cottage that I'm doing up. And if I talk about it on, I don't really talk about it on social media, or I don't want anyone to know where it is. There's a newfound protection of my privacy born out of necessity. You know, I really need him not to know where I am. I hope that the sentence, and therefore the restrictions he's under, applies to him approaching me at all, anywhere, in any way. But I do fear that he could appear somewhere else other than those places named in the sentencing. And even just describing it to you now, I have a sort of dread in the pit of my stomach. So, yeah, very much still in my mind.
Sheila, and thank you for doing this. It's really great work. The first episode of The Followers will be available on all platforms from the 4th of July and will be released weekly. However, if you can't wait and you want to binge listen the whole series, you can find all the episodes exclusively on Global Player from the 4th of July. Download it now from your app store or go to globalplayer.com and search The Followers. Here's a short clip from this incredibly powerful show.
And sure enough, as she started to move, he stood up and started to follow her. It wasn't really until I saw this man follow her, wait outside her office and follow her as she started to walk, that I was like, wow, this is very real. I was so unsure as to what happens now, because when you hear stories of stalking, you hear them because they don't end well.
This is a year on, and he is sitting outside waiting for me, and following me. And what the hell has he got in that bag? Because that was my concern. I'd never seen him with a bag ever. And I remember seeing that bag and thinking, what's in that bag? You know, and I did worry that there was a knife in the bag.
In the vast majority of those cases, women have been stalked in the run-up to the murder. So if we're serious about reducing or stopping these murders, the only way to do that is to treat the stalking seriously, because it's a huge risk factor in terms of homicide.
Pulling my door open, I see my hunch was right. The light is on. Something catches my peripheral vision, but I'm tired moving on autopilot and flick off the light before looking properly. The hallway is plunged into darkness. The only light now is spilling out of my flat into the hall. I ignore whatever I thought I saw in my peripheral and step back into my flat. I'm closing my door, but a niggling feeling holds me. I pull my door back open and lean out over the threshold. I reach out to the hallway switch, looking one way first and then the other. And within the shadows, only a couple of metres down the hall, I see a shape in the gloom. My breath catches in my throat, tense, short, and I freeze, my hand hovering over the light switch. My eyes are still adjusting to what I fear is lurking along the hallway, and I'm paralysed, unable to move.
All episodes of The Followers will be available on Global Player from the 4th of July. Download it now from the App Store or go to globalplayer.com and search The Followers.